This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
We are here, and we are doing a special Memorial Day edition.
Memorial Day. Oh, Memorial Day. I forgot.
It is. That's, yeah, it is.
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to remember that.
We actually were, all of us actually were up early this morning. Captain, you had some business to attend to.
I did. It's true.
But
you guys were out doing something far more entertaining, or at least, you know, I guess more along the lines of what the show is about, right?
Yeah. Well, the show is just an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint. However, we do have a tendency to go out and actually
support liberty
do things.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, we do more than talk, I guess, here on Free Talk Live, and sometimes that means when it comes to a little tyrants telling people what to do, like the so-called governor, a.k.a. His Excellency here in New Hampshire.
His Royal Highness.
Yeah, ordering people to stay off the beach. We, of course, by the way, none of us who went this morning, you, nobody, me, and then Aria, it was the three of us who traveled out, two-hour drive, basically, almost,
yeah.
From here in Keene to the seacoast at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, to where I've never been. None of the three of us actually really care for beaches. Not a one of us actually
right.
Like want to go and spend time on beaches. Do spend time on beaches. The last time I was on a beach was in Acapulco, and that was just because we were literally on a beach at
right.
the hotel.
Right.
So that was just kind of where it was. But prior to that, it must have been Florida back when I lived there. You know, the last time I was at a beach, and I didn't make much of a habit of it there. You know, you grow up around them; they're not.
Yeah.
Just sandy places that, you know, everything gets dirty and it's kind of annoying. But some people like them.
I don't know. To me, going to the beach is like going swimming and half-assing the job.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you don't even make it to the water.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Let's go hang out on this sandy area before, you know, and then don't get in the water so we don't
get
wet.
This was not a getting in the water day for sure. And I've heard that beaches, you know, the water at the beaches up here tends to be cold even during the summertime.
Yeah.
Because it gets so cold at night.
It's only spring, so the water is going to be cold just as a result of the time of year.
Correct. So I didn't
get in the water. You ever been on a beach with white sand?
Yes, actually.
White beaches be crazy.
That's one of the big differences between the beaches I grew up around and the ones that are on the East Coast. They are not white sand beaches that I've seen, at least, on the Atlantic. So they're not the prettiest of beaches. But regardless, the point was not to enjoy the beach.
Gulf of Mexico's got the white sands.
That's right. Yeah, that's where I grew up. So the point is not for me to enjoy the beach, because I don't really care for the beach. But the point was that the thing that got three people who don't really care about the beach out to the beach this morning is the fact that we were told we couldn't go. Now, of course, people who criticize libertarians will say, well, if they said don't jump off a bridge, you libertarians would jump off a bridge.
No, I'd throw them off.
I mean, I might bungee
jump off a
bridge.
You don't have to react to everything the same way.
Yeah. I might bungee jump off a bridge if they
yeah,
told
Yeah, are you
me
like one of those extreme sports guys?
No, but no. I mean, just to defy...
You look like one of those extreme sports guys.
Yeah. He doesn't, no.
Just to defy, like, you know, micro-tyrant's orders, you know.
Captain Kickass would be like a name that somebody could use, you know, as a pseudonym in an extreme sports.
I should just put like the little RET after my name. I'm
retired.
Name?
Oh, retired.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
So we went there.
It has been, I have been accused of being the captain of kicking ass, and I just wanted to say that is not true. I think you and I, Ian, had
this
discussion.
Who's the captain of kicking ass?
You and I had this discussion, and I'm like, you know, I've been in the Shire for a year now.
Congratulations.
And, nobody has really, and not you, nobody, but like other folks, and possibly even you, have never said, well, what are you a captain of exactly? And the answer to that is, of course, I'm the captain of myself, right? And if you want to be kick-ass, you also should be a captain of yourself.
No matter how great the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll, I am the master of my fate, and I the captain of my soul.
Exactly. Where's that from?
It's called Invictus.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So I just wanted to put that out there. I don't think I've ever said it on the airwaves, and nobody has ever directly asked me. I mean, I don't know if it's ironically, but like surprisingly, nobody's ever said, what exactly are you a captain of, Captain? Mm-hmm. You know, because usually a captain is a captain
because
of a thing.
Because I'm thinking that when I first met you, you said, I'm the captain, and I said, of what? No?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't?
No,
no. Well, I should have. I'll try to do better next time.
So we went and... I went to this beach, this Hampton Beach. I'd never been before.
No.
Because, again, I don't really care about beaches. If I really want to go to a beach, they've got a beach here at a lake that is like at a public park.
Okay.
And there was a cookout that we had there years ago. And it's a serviceable beach. It's, you know, there's water, there's sand. It's a beach. Doesn't have to be on an ocean to be a beach. But anyway, so we went there. And the point was to violate the governor's orders and go out onto the beach and hopefully be left alone. And in this case, we were left alone. There was a police officer who clearly was aware that we were out on the beach. He certainly saw us. He was kind of walking on the boardwalk or whatever they call it, the main drag out there.
Yeah.
And he just kept walking. Didn't bother to step out on the sand and even to come out and try to talk to us about it. So we were out there for, you know, it wasn't like we just stepped out and ran back or something. We were hanging out there way longer than we honestly should have. It was cold. It was wet. We were probably there for at least 45 minutes, I would say, about.
I wonder in my head what that cop did wrong to get, you know, hang out on the beach duty.
He wasn't. I think he rolled up. It was a local cop. And what we were told was this beach is actually a state park.
Yeah.
So apparently it's not run by the city of Hampton Beach.
So doesn't
or
that
whatever.
Mean only like a state trooper or a sheriff can patrol it?
That was the theory one guy had. There were, again, two other people that were there besides the three of us that had showed up. We did get a couple stragglers towards the end because, you know, people tend to be late to things.
But, you know, police do that, right? When like, a policeman otherwise screws up in his job, at least according to his superiors, they'll give him, like, crappy jobs, right? Like,
sure.
Oh, you get to go hang out at the movie theater and try and bust kids, you know, for, like, I don't know, smoking dope or whatever,
we
right?
We saw him. It looked like he was checking if the doors of a building were locked at one point. So, and some places they do that. Like, I remember in Ann Arbor, you'd see cops just walking down the street in the middle of the night and checking the door on each business to make sure the owner didn't screw up and fail to lock
the
door.
Or they're looking for a place to hide until their shift is over so they don't have to deal with anybody.
Well, that's what they're going to do. That's fine. I mean, it doesn't really bother me.
I wish they would. I wish they would just piss off someplace and hide so we didn't have to deal with them.
Yeah, if they're, you know, they're doing something like going to sleep or playing with themselves in their cruiser or whatever, those are like some of the least offensive things that a cop can do.
Mm-hmm.
If they instead start messing with people like people on the beach who are not harming others. But it was a pretty slow, you know, turnout. It was technically a success in that, you know, we went, we came.
You went,
we
violated
won.
The order.
We went home.
Yep. Nobody died.
Yeah, we went to the NEPAY headquarters.
Nobody died.
Not me, the other one.
Oh, okay.
Then we went to nearby in Portsmouth. We went to the NEPAY headquarters and hung out with Derek J. And
very cool.
And Steven there. And
Space Disco.
Yeah, they're doing their Space Disco coming up at, 4 weeks away now? I think at this point we're almost up. ForkFest is almost upon us. But if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, then you ought to get over to AnyPayInc.com and you can get started with AnyPay. You can help other businesses sign up with AnyPay, and then you'll earn passive income for every purchase made at those businesses. You can actually get a financial incentive with Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Those are the ones specifically. So if somebody buys something with old Bitcoin, BTC, sorry, you don't get a payment on that.
Yeah.
But you'd have to be insane to make a payment with Bitcoin BTC.
The fees are
like $3 a
pop. Yeah, I mean, unless you're buying a Lamborghini.
Yeah. So you can go to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. So we got a little bit of other good news besides the beach victory that nobody in Aria and I had today. There was also, it was just sort of like an overall civil disobedience weekend here in New Hampshire. There was a mass CivDis event that happened in Nashua, New Hampshire on Saturday, where 50 approximately people did not wear masks in violation of the city order to wear a mask.
The city ordered Nashua to wear masks?
The city, indeed.
I missed that one.
The city of Nashua people, those gangsters, ordered the people of Nashua to wear masks.
Well, screw those guys.
Dozens of people ignored that at City Hall, so that was a pretty well-attended event.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those rooms. You will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The captain.
And nobody.
Okay, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, but I do want you to know about LibertyStickers.com, because if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car, and you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, although you have to drive a lot farther now to reach thousands of them because there aren't many people on the roads. Although that said, in New Hampshire, there do seem to be a fair amount of people.
To be clear, you mean from the outside of the back of your car.
Preferably, yeah. Putting it on the inside isn't going to be as effective. Yeah. I mean, you can, but I would recommend more than one in that case. So you can put one on the outside, and then you can see the one on the inside as often as you want. LibertyStickers.com. You can choose from their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages there. LibertyStickers.com. I did notice a lot of cars were on the road today. Lots of RVs and you know, people towing boats and things like that. And it was significantly warmer on the western side of New Hampshire today than it was on the eastern side. It was quite cold. You know, in the lower 50s on the beach, and you were starting to get a little, like, precipitation gathered all over your hair towards the end, so it was a wet experience and not a particularly good beach day.
Yeah.
But it looked like the people of New Hampshire were out and about, just not at the beach. So I think people probably went to lakes and parks and other things.
Yeah, it was definitely a holiday traffic kind of day, at least where I was going. I was driving back and forth between here and 20 minutes north of here several times today, and I noticed a significant increase in traffic over, you know, say the weekday traffic or even a regular weekend. So
yeah, I think that there's these two completely different worlds of people out there. There's the hide at home / go out, wear a mask style folks, and then there's the we want to act like normal, hey, everything's, you know, fine, what's the big fear all about folks that just want to go out and do things and, you know, go shopping or go to the park or whatever and take the risk, whatever the risk is, which doesn't seem to be very high, but take the risk. And there's definitely a divide between these two groups. Now, I haven't seen it bubble up into real life in any significant manner as far as, like, you know, if I haven't been directly shamed or targeted if I'm walking around or in public or wherever in a store without a mask. Right. There are a myriad of people up here who are not. However, there is a story out of Staten Island, and that's New York, of course, where people are...
Statist Island?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it sounds like, right? That where people are very obedient... Because they're in the Empire State.
Yes.
They are also under high levels of threat as well. And according to Heavy.com, there's a video that shows people in Staten Island screaming, "Get out!" to a customer who's not wearing a mask in what appears to be a grocery store in a clip that went viral within the last couple of days.
Which is technically illegal, since the Americans with Disabilities Act requires that the store make reasonable accommodations, and HIPAA forbids them from asking his medical conditions.
Hold on. Wait. Does a reasonable accommodation mean that they have to go up against a mob of angry customers? It was the customers who were yelling at this person. It was other customers yelling at a customer.
Well, that was like legal. Democracy. That was just idiots yelling at somebody.
It does sound like democracy, right? The majority ruling. The majority throwing somebody out of a store and making them so uncomfortable because it was literally a crowd of people. I mean, not a crowd,
every
but
gang
multiple
rape is
people.
A democratic success story. The majority gets what they want.
And in this case, they shout her down. I am not going to play the audio on the air. It is quite profane.
So I had an experience in a retail establishment where I was checking out, and the gal behind the plexiglass booth that was erected around the red cash register was trying to ask me some questions, and she was wearing the mask. And it occurred to me that everybody has become Kenny from South Park.
Okay.
When they're wearing the masks, right? Now, admittedly, I'm a musician, and I don't have the greatest hearing or whatever, but, like, she would pop her head around and be like, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you, what? And she's like, and I'm like, what? And she points at the screen, like, as if I'm supposed to somehow interpret, you know, what she's saying by pointing at the screen. What she was asking me is if I wanted the, you know,
cash back.
No, the upbuy, the upsell on, like, the extended warranty or something,
yeah,
or
no
whatever it was, you know, I was buying, and I was like, no, no, no. And then it happened again, and I didn't realize what she was asking.
With the same girl.
But it was, it was another one of these things on another item, right, because I had several items in my cart, and then I finally just told her, like, look, just, you know, I don't want any of the extended upsells, and she finally go, oh, that's what I was asking you, you know? Yeah. But, like, it occurred to me that everybody who wears a mask has become Kenny from South Park.
I just start making Peanuts grown-up sounds at them.
Wait, did you really do that?
No.
Oh, okay. It would be hilarious.
But that's the first, I may.
That's the first time somebody wearing a mask has sort of adversely affected me personally, right?
Well, that was more of a difficult communication.
Yeah.
I mean, it's adverse, I suppose, but not on purpose.
And, like, you know, sometimes...
She wasn't trying to make things hard.
No, no, no. But, like, it was still... I mean, I'm sure the employer required her to wear the mask while on the job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it made it difficult for me to communicate.
Right.
And so... You know, that's the first time that that's happened to me. I mean, I've been able to hear other folks wearing masks. I don't know why it was, you know, affecting me specifically in this store with her or whatever, but
I had to roll my eyes this weekend. I did some shopping on Sunday, and I went to a few different places, and Petco was one of them. Got some food for Jazzy, but I had to, like, roll my eyes when I saw their masks. They actually say on the mouth of the mask, right, like, Petco Strong.
Oh my!
And I was like,
"Do they make the pets wear masks?"
I didn't see that happening in the store, but I don't think there was anybody with it.
Don't they have, like, you know, cats and dogs, like, for sale or whatever in little kennels and stuff?
Maybe
I'm just imagining, like, a store. I'm just imagining, like, a puppy or a kitten, like, with a mask on. Little
no, I don't think Petco does that. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I think
I don't know.
I think they've got, like, fish.
I haven't
and maybe some hamsters or something
in a long time. So I haven't been into a Petco for any reason, really.
Let's go to Jet. He's on the line and calling from somewhere under the sun. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jet.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I have $150 worth of cryptocurrency for these three crazies who are now hosting the show on Monday night. If you can play the game, say no go. Now,
I come from
this position that there is no such thing as government. There are just people, only humans, who are willing to hurt you, even kill you, if you disagree with their opinion.
Right.
Isn't that what a government is?
This is why I insist that you learn the psychology of why you should not use the term government. But here's how you play the game. Very simple rules. You avoid this term, the government, the state, the county, the city, whatever, the Fed, all these things. But if you do make a mistake, you get to change it. You get to correct yourself. First of all, rather than using those generic terms, you use the specific names of people who are causing trouble. You know, like Cuomo and Trump and these kind of things.
I see now, what you're saying. Okay. Stand by. We'll continue with the no-gov challenge coming up here in moments with Jets. And you can share your thoughts with us. Our number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Have you seen somebody flip out over a mask or the lack of a mask in real life? Tell us about it.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump taking time on this Memorial Day to remember those who have given their lives for the United States. Speaking at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, the president says,
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free.
Joe Biden is out of his basement. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee and former vice president made an unannounced visit to a veterans park in Newcastle, Delaware on Monday. It was the first time Biden has appeared in public other than interviews from his home studio in more than 2 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. Biden saying it feels good to be out of his house. Biden, accompanied by his wife Jill, did wear a black face mask and were accompanied by Secret Service detail. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new Wall Street Journal report says there's a rise in prescriptions for anti-anxiety, depression, and sleep aids during the coronavirus pandemic. Prescriptions for anti-anxiety medications rose over 10% in the month of March, and prescriptions for sleep aids rose over 18%. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is threatening to move the Republican National Convention away from Charlotte, North Carolina. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
On Twitter on Sunday, President Trump went after the Democratic governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, for being, quote, unable to guarantee that by August we will be allowed full attendance in the arena. The president demanding a quick answer on, quote, whether or not the space will be allowed to be fully occupied. The president said if full occupancy isn't allowed, the party will be reluctantly forced to find another place to hold the convention.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're here, by the way, live on this Memorial Day episode because we do a show 7 days a week, 365 days per year, unless there's some sort of crazy thing that would prevent us from doing that, like a complete internet and power outage or something like that.
Right, right.
So we're here with you tonight. It's Ian.
The captain.
And nobody.
And I do want to make sure that you know about Intercoin. They've got programmable coins, and they're designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that's compliant with regulations, if that's something you want to do. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchased coins can contain rules that govern how they are designed to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meatspace. And we think it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out intercoin.org, intercoin.org. You can best invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. intercoin.org. As we continue here, we're going to go back to Jet. He's calling from somewhere under the sun. He has a no-gov challenge, which is what he was describing to us earlier. You were asking us Jet, and you've called about this something similar to this in the past, and we failed.
I think every time.
I think it's only been once that there's been an actual challenge applied to it.
Yeah.
And we failed last time. This time you've said we are not allowed to say the word government should we wish to play this game, because you have offered a $150 crypto prize. And should we say the word, accidentally use the word government, that we should then instead correct ourselves by inserting the exact name of the person or persons who is doing the threatening within that imagined organization?
Yeah. Now,
okay.
The reason I want to insist upon this is that it's all based, all government is based upon psychology. And people have been programmed for years upon years that government, this thing we call government, is necessary and good and acceptable. So when we use that term, what happens in the subconscious of most people's minds since they've been reprogrammed is they're saying, government is necessary, good, and even if we say government is bad, they're hearing that necessary, good, and acceptable is bad. So the mind rejects it. So there's a great deal of psychology that has to go on here. And you guys are pretty intelligent guys. I know you can get this concept. So backing up a little bit, you know, you can, in the correction of saying something, you can prefix also these people's names with things like mafia boss, petty tyrant, something not
so is
pleasant.
So you used to say, and I just want to make sure I'm clear on this, you used to say saying like government goons would be appropriate. Is that no longer a way to get out of this?
Well, goons are good enough if you specify who the goon is. Now, I only use goons in terms when I'm referring to police, goons and thugs, you know, because the other players of that game are just evil sociopaths. You know,
I see.
Like that.
Well, what if, Jess, you're referring to, like, the largesse of evil committed by this organization of tyrants, parasites, thugs, whatever you want to call them, the largesse of the evil, how do you refer to that organization?
Well, I know that you guys don't like collective speak. You know, all this person, all this type of person, this club, whatever. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get it down to the specific, because there's one person, for example, who has made this decree, these decrees upon the lion. There are other people specifically calling themselves policemen who do damage to other humans.
Okay?
So we need to specify who these are. We need
are there any who don't?
They're just other humans. What was that?
I you said there were some cops who did damage to people, and I said, are there any who don't?
Jet, thanks for the call. Thanks for the challenge tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. It's definitely, I appreciate, you know, where Jet is coming from. It is a challenge to change.
He's not wrong. The organization type known as the word he wishes us not to say does exist in the human mind.
It does in the human mind.
That's the only place
they believe
that it exists.
It's
right.
a religious belief.
It is.
Through and through.
It is. However, being Memorial Day, right, I want folks to remember the things that, you know, not this organization tells you you should remember, but in fact, all of the other things, right? Like the 262 million people in the last decade who died as a result of this organization type filled
with tyrants.
The concept,
the whole concept, not just the United States.
Decade? I think you meant century.
I'm sorry, I did mean century. I did say decade. I apologize. But yeah, the 262 million people who died outside of war, at the hands of this particular imaginary organization type.
Could we modify it? I know he's gone now, but could we modify government by saying government cultists? Is that, because to me it's a cult. It's a crazed, evil, violent cult that worships violence and worships, you know, threats and forcing people to do things against their will. It's a very frustrating bunch because it is truly a delusion, and it's a mass delusion.
It's a collective delusion for sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, to go real back real fast to the story from Heady.com, where they link to a viral clip shared on Twitter by a user named Macaulay Holmes, who was, again, this Staten Island grocery store where a woman not wearing a mask is shouted down and out by a variety of very mean mask-wearing customers. And these people are, you know, true believers, right? These are people who believe everything they've been told by these goons, by these cultists, and they are going to use whatever kind of social methods that they can to try to ostracize people. And that's what we're seeing happen in Staten Island. It is a 22-second long clip, and it is full of profanity. So even if I were to have, like, gone in and bleeped the thing out, it would be one of those clips where it was like, bleep, 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 you know, that kind of thing. So there really isn't too much to hear except a bunch of people just shouting at this poor woman. And it's sad, but that's New York for you, right? Like, that's Staten Island. Maybe upstate New York is less like that, right? But the city area, bad place to be if you care about freedom.
Yeah.
You got to get out of that place.
Yeah. It's true.
It's horrible.
And that's what this is going to come down to, I think. I think that you are seeing another schism in the United States. If this continues, meaning if they continue to have this sort of chicken little class where people are afraid all the time, afraid left and right of other human beings now, because it used to be with the war on terror, it was them, you know, them Muslims, it was them towel heads, it was them them Indians or whatever that people could look at and be afraid
ethnicity
of.
Ethnicity du jour, yeah. Depending on the year.
The brown folks that people could look at and be afraid of. Oh, well, he looks like he's from the Middle East.
Well, it used to be the Japanese, too, World War II, right? You know, so, I mean, insert ethnic person here.
Now, it's anyone who's not wearing a mask.
Yeah, and that's the most disturbing thing, is that a choice of cloth over your face. Do you remember when specifically the brown people, the females, were rebelling against the religious bit about
burkas.
Covering your face, right? And so now here we have a bunch of, we'll say, westernized women who are all voluntarily covering their face, right? You know, but nobody sees the irony.
What's old is new.
Yeah, nobody sees the irony in that, you know.
I see. I do. Thank you for pointing it out, though, for those who had not yet noticed that, because it's true. So, you know, are we going to get into a situation where not only are people divided politically, and there does seem to be some of a political dividing line on this particular issue.
Yeah.
It is more likely to be that Republicans are against the masks, and at least in my experience so far. I mean, that may not hold true everywhere, but if you want to tell a story about some mask shaming that you've seen going on, or the reverse, quarantine shaming or whatever, because there could be people shaming people for wearing masks. I don't know if that's happening, but that could in theory happen. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And nobody.
Okay, so we're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. There is a viral clip online. I'll link to it on our various social media. So we're on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. We're on Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com or Telegram. You can follow us on our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. Take your pick. We are there.
Are we on Minds?
No. I don't know anything about that.
I heard or read a thing that said they had an influx of over 200,000 people like yesterday or Thursday, I think it was.
Is that a blogging platform? What even is it?
It's one of the pay platforms, or one of the platforms is crypto-based, isn't it?
I don't know enough about it. I just read the article that there was an influx of over 200,000 people from Thailand who joined it, and in fact, they had to, like, it apparently shut the site down. It was too much traffic all at once. Because Thailand, of course, is cracking down on all the social media and, you know, the freedoms and liberties people you supposedly enjoy. And so a whole bunch of them all at once decided to move over to this platform. And I've heard a couple of times in different, you know, either chats or comment sections that, like, Minds is apparently the least censored of all of the alternative social medias.
How long is that going to last?
I don't know that for a fact, but that's just kind of the hubbub surrounding it. So I just was curious.
Well, the nice thing about Mastodon, for instance, is you can it's decentralized, so anybody who wants to can launch a Mastodon server.
Yeah.
So you still have to deal with the rules of the person who launches that server, but there are thousands of servers, and so you can find one that's got, you know, a setup.
Can you have a Mastodon account and interact with multiple servers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as the servers are federated together, meaning that they have not broken up from one another in some way because they don't like each other or something like that. And that's sort of like the default is that the servers are connected and federated.
Okay.
And you have to remove your server from that federation, if you will. So let's go to the phones here. We got Gopal. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Gopal.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I'm just getting into cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And,
all right.
Thanks. Yeah, I'd like to probably drop. Unfortunately, I'm in that tax-paying system right now. Hopefully, pretty soon, I get to opt out. But, yeah, just saving up to move to New Hampshire. But right now, I hope to drop some of that new stimulus money on some crypto coming up.
Okay.
And whenever they send the next one, if they send the next one.
Yeah, I heard there were a lot of people.
Either way.
I heard a lot of people bought $1,200 worth of crypto from Coinbase over the last few weeks.
Hmm.
Yeah, very smart.
Well, Coinbase is tied to the government, so you can always buy it from me.
I would much rather buy it from you.
Well, hit me up on Discord.
And that way, whenever anybody says, hey, where'd you get your Bitcoin from? You can say, nobody.
And you're telling the truth.
It's true.
Yes, there is. So, I've besides a couple valleys, I've noticed that Bitcoin is basically on the rise, pretty consistently on the rise. And I was just wondering, does Bitcoin Cash appreciate in the same way? Does it? If you just buy like $500 worth of crypto in cash, if you can't afford a one Bitcoin core for, what is it, $9,000 now or something?
Yeah, nine, really, something, yeah.
Then does your Bitcoin cash increase in value in the same way?
No, not necessarily. It could increase in value at a greater clip. It could increase in value at a slower clip. It could go down in value. So any of those things is possible.
I expect in the long run that BCH is going to end up being more valuable than BTC because, you know, at this point, BTC fees can be several dollars, and you can send a transaction for still a fraction of a penny.
I
would prefer that.
I still feel like where we're at with cryptocurrency in general is the same place we were in like 1998 with search engines, right?
Yeah.
So, and
it's new technology.
Yeah, it's new technology. There's one leader of the pack, and then a whole bunch of other people who are trying to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sort of who's going to come out on top? We don't know. Maybe there'll be multiple, you know, cryptocurrencies that, you know, sort of lead the way. Maybe there'll be one that comes out of nowhere with more features and benefits than the current ones, and it'll lead the... I mean, I don't know if you remember search engines, Gopal, but do you remember, like, Ask Jeeves? Right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them that have gone the way of the dodo that used to exist and be sort of the leader of the pack, but we all know who won, and that's the big G, right?
For now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very encouraging. It's nice to know that there is still some time. It's still new, and I certainly won't use that time. But, yeah, I appreciate that. And if permitted, I wanted to just, on another note, leave you guys with a quote about propaganda.
Sure. Go right ahead.
This is from a book called Your Thoughts Are Not Your Own, Mind Control, Mass Manipulation, and Perception Management. A plug here for the author, Neil Sanders, who is a... master's degree in film studies, BA in media production, and a qualified hypnotherapist. So I'll just read you a quick quote. Found him on YouTube. He's a pretty interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The fact that the U.S., U.K., Chinese, and Russian governments were involved in varying levels of individual and mass mind control programs is not even denied. Rather, it is often passed over with the explanation that it was a different time. The Cold War made us paranoid and justified for our actions. And, of course, the classic, we never achieved our goals in any meaningful sense anyway. In fact, we can even see the propaganda posters from Nazi Germany or Communist Russia, and in our wise Western way, decode them for the manipulation they are, without applying that same critical analysis to the images we ourselves are presented with every day.
Sure.
We seem to forget that the aim of propaganda is to disguise itself as fact.
This is true.
Well said.
Thank you, Gopal. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and would also say, just to go back to his original topic, that, you know, there's no guarantees in the world of cryptocurrency.
None.
It could all go to zero tomorrow based on some sort of catastrophic thing. What that would be, I don't know. But we like to think that it's going to go up in value over time. It certainly has trended upward over time. And I mean all crypto sort of combined together has trended upward over time. But individually, you're going to see different results. Even when Bitcoin BTC goes up, it's true that a lot of other cryptocurrencies will also rise at the same time. There's sort of this trend or tendency for other cryptocurrencies to sort of follow the pattern of Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the big kid, you know, on the block. It's been around the longest, has the most installed users and that sort of thing. But as I was saying before, sometimes you might see Bitcoin Cash or another cryptocurrency might rise at a faster clip. So Bitcoin's going up, but Bitcoin Cash might go up faster. Or the reverse may be true, where it won't go up as quickly. And so you never really know. Overall, Bitcoin Cash and Dash and some of these others have lost value compared to in Bitcoin terms. When you look at the price of the thing in Bitcoin terms, it is not as valuable now as it was, say, 3 years ago or something like that. So I, for instance...
Didn't it come out in 2017? Well, I guess that's almost 3 years ago now.
Yeah, well, okay, let's not use Bitcoin Cash, but let's use Dash 2 or 3 years ago for Dash or Bitcoin Cash. I bought some Dash back when Bitcoin BTC in 2017 was really faltering and the fees were going crazy, and that was where the first time I really took altcoins seriously was like, okay, maybe this whole Bitcoin thing isn't really going to play out the way we all hoped that it would, and maybe one of these other coins is going to, you know, win the day.
Yeah.
And so I bought a bunch of Dash at like 5% of a Bitcoin. Well, now Dash is less than 1% of a Bitcoin.
Right.
So even though the Dash price may go up in dollar terms, in Bitcoin terms, it's actually down significantly.
Right.
And that's true of other coins as well. But that doesn't mean that tomorrow we won't start seeing the reverse happen, where Bitcoin, because it's, you mentioned, as you pointed out, nobody, the fees to send Bitcoin have started to go crazy again. It's starting to be $3, $4, $5 a pop to get a Bitcoin transaction processed within 10 or 20 minutes, which is supposed to be how fast they're normally processed, and it's just very expensive now. And it used to be less than a cent way back in the day, like a lot of the other cryptocurrencies are now. Maybe once the marketplace starts to really see this again, because a lot of the market is ignorant, or they're ignorant to these fees. They don't see them, and they're not aware of them. But maybe once the market starts seeing that again, we'll start seeing value for the alternatives grow, and you'll see them grow in comparison to their Bitcoin price.
And for our listeners who might think that that all sounds really complex and really scary, the question, and this bears repeating most of the time whenever I talk about Bitcoin, I try and say this. The reason Bitcoin has value is because it solves the problem of third-party trust and individual interactions, and that's where its value comes from. It's something that cannot be done by the organization of tyrants, parasites, thugs, and idiots, liars, and thieves who issue current money do. So it solves that problem.
Indeed, and it's very effective at getting money across borders without asking for permission and other things. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.